Hello, this is Pastor Jay of Walk Truth Radio Network, and we're back. Monday morning conversations with T. Drake and Pastor Jay, and we're going to start off with the triple threat, cuffing season, hub sun, and cloak and cover. Hey, T, we're back. What do you have to say?
Well, you know what, Pastor Jay? I am super excited. I cannot wait for us to have these conversations again. It has been long coming, and I'm so glad we are back. So I look forward to it. Don't you all forget to get something to drink and hop on with us as we have these conversations about these amazing topics that Pastor Jay and I, T. Drake, will be talking about.
Welcome to the Walk in Truth Christian Fellowship Church broadcast on the WITRN network. Come join us as we study the Word of God together. Go get your Bible and let's see what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today.
This is Walking Truth Christian Fellowship Church and the radio broadcast. Thank you for joining us around the world, wherever you may be. We hope you hear something today that will be of encouragement, motivation, and if you're not saved, ask the age-old question, what must I do to be saved? Amen?
Amen.
All right, we got something special today. We're going to get started with a testimony from our very own sister, Lueda.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I'd just like to share a short testimony with you all. I thought I came to the Lord at 12 years of age. You know, getting baptized when they made the altar call. But it wasn't until 17 years later that I did not realize that I wasn't saved. I was churched, Bible study, all the rituals and all the different things, VTU and all the programs participate. But 17 years later, I realized that I did not have a relationship with Jesus. Mm-hmm. I knew about him, but I did not know him. Mm-hmm. I did not know him intimately to be my Savior and Lord. So when I realized that and I came to him 17 years later, I was like, wow, this is new. This is really new. And I had such a hunger for God's word. Couldn't get enough of his word. You know, morning, noon, and night. And there was just different. And even everything outside, the grass was greener, the sky was bluer. And there was so much love because he puts love. But I was a sinner from 12 until 17 years later, 29, without Christ. And, you know, it's really sad that a lot of people, and it's really sad, they sit in the church building. But they are not a part of the body of Christ, which is the true and living church. And it's sad. Yeah. And even now, because the Spirit of the Lord lets you know, and it's not, you know, a lot of people say, judge not that ye be not judged. You don't have to judge anyone. People judge themselves. Because it says, you shall know them by their fruit. And you're not going to get any apples off an orange tree. So the Spirit of the Lord will let you know. He said, those who are mine. And, you know, it's really sad. So what I do since I've come to the Lord is be a witness. Not just talk the talk, but praise God, walk the walk. Amen. Because a lot of people are just talking the talk. And I know some, and they mean as a junkyard dog. And when you come to Christ, there's a difference in you. Yes. There is a difference. You love the unlovable. And the reason why you do this is because the Word of God said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And I'd just like to share one more thing. It says, God's Word say, love your enemies. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Lord, I can't love no enemies. But you know, he told me, with his love, you can love everybody, because he loved us when we were yet sinners. So praise be to God. I'm on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. That was amazing. Thank you, Sister Lueda. And I guess I'll give you guys the rest of the order so you don't have to keep seeing me. We're going to have observation and glory from Sister Lavera, and then we'll have scripture from Brother Ian, prayer from Brother Travis, exhortation from Sister Judith, and then a song from Frida.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
You just didn't come up here and look dead. Praise the Lord. Because didn't he wake us up this morning?
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, I don't know if y'all remember, but last Sunday we had an outreach. Okay, and I was trying to say something then, but my tongue was tied tongue or something like that. I couldn't remember what God had put on my heart to say. So this morning, I get up every day at 6:15. And this morning I got up at 6:15 to take my medication. And I said, Alexis, set the alarm for 7:30. I got back in the bed. I say, thank you, Jesus. He say, thank you, Jesus. Get up. I'm telling you. I never, you know, people say God talk to him all the time. I say, get up. He say, say what you mean and mean what you say.
Come on.
He said, now you talked about 5 G's, but you really couldn't explain yourself. Okay? He said, If you can go out and wiggle your butt, you ought to wiggle for me. And I'm like, did you really say that to me, God? I said, I just want to wait till next week because I really get into it. He said, no, you're not going to wait till next week. Wait, next week is not promised to you. And I'm like, wow. I said, well, God, you know, I'm just trying to make deals with God. You know I'm nervous. And he said, but you're going to be all right. He said, one thing you got to do is just take your time.
Amen.
So he gave me 5 words that start with G that helps me. One of them, the words, was gave. God gave his only son.
Yes, he did.
His only begotten son.
Yes, he did.
For us three. Grace, unmerited favor.
Come on.
Same thing. We don't deserve. He gave us grace when we don't deserve it.
Amen.
Good, because he's good all the time. He's good to the saints. He's good to the sinners.
Yes, he is.
Because we all still living in sin, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Grateful.
Yes, yes.
Give thanks for everything.
That's
right. Things you have and things we are grateful for. Mm-hmm. We got to be grateful.
Yes, yes.
It does help when we are closer to God by recognizing his blessings.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. You all can read that later on. Because I know we don't have a lot of time. So, and the last is gift.
Yes.
God gave us a big gift.
Yes, he did.
And one of the gifts, and it's a big gift, it's a gift of love.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's right.
Come on.
Ooh.
When it doesn't cost anything.
Ooh.
It's free.
Ooh.
So those 5 things that God touched my heart on.
Okay.
And I just hope that he touched you all's heart in the same way. Because we all have a gift.
Yes,
we all are grateful.
Yes.
We all here. He blesses us every day.
Yes, he
because I see the same people, some of the people I saw last week are still here today.
Praise
that means he's still in our lives. So I thank God for that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm going to be reading from James chapter 1, 2 through, and then ended at 8. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
Yes.
Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect works, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
Yes.
If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God,
yes,
who gives all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave in the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not the man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
Amen.
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 I had a couple scriptures I was going to read too. Let's see. I was going to read Proverbs 1, 2 through 7. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and the riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Amen.
Amen.
And then, if everyone will bow their heads in prayer with me. We come to you this morning, Lord. We thank you. I thank you for such a wonderful church. I'm sure we all thank you, Lord, for waking us up, getting us here on time. Even if people show up late, you know, sometimes it's your timing and not ours.
Yeah.
We thank you for that.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you, God. You're incredible.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you. We just ask that your word comes about today, that anyone who doesn't get to know you will come to know you.
Yes, Lord.
And even us that do know you, we just ask that you continue to be with us, Lord. Continue to guide us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
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 That's right.
I'm so grateful for for Travis. He's the crier of the family. So he cries every time.
That's all right.
That's all right, Travis.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. I actually thought it was going to be me, but, you know, he does it better. So Pastor Jay called and said he wanted me to do exaltation, and I thought, oh my goodness, Sister Kay. But I did do some research. I wanted to know what is exaltation. It's urging the people to do something. And today what I wanted to urge us to do was to consider God as our Father and as our ever-present help in time of need. The Bible says he is our ever-present help in time of need. And sometimes we have situations and things, but I want us to remember that we have a God that is ever-present and ready to provide for us. And to, you know, he says in his word in the book of Matthew, he said, we should ask and it shall be given unto us. We should seek, we will find. And if we knock, it will be open to us. And I know that God doesn't just call words out without intentions of fulfilling. And so when he says that we should ask, he's asking us, he's telling us to ask because he has provisions available for whatever we're going to ask. It doesn't matter what you want to ask. It doesn't matter how big it is to our minds. We have a God that is bigger than whatever we can ever think or imagine or anything like that. And so I just wanted to encourage us that sometimes we're faced with situations, we're faced with problems that are bigger than us. Just remember that we have a God that can provide everything. His kingdom doesn't go through recession like the world that we know. Like the Bible says, a cattle on a thousand hills belong to him. Cattle on a thousand hills belong to him. We know that the whole world belongs to him, the universe. The Bible says that he uses the heavens as his throne and the earth as his footstool. Just imagine how big the God we're serving is. And so it doesn't matter the situation. Doesn't matter the problem. Doesn't matter what doctors say or whatever it is, if it's the money, finances, whatever, we serve a God that can provide. He can blow our minds and he can wow us. And this week, I want us to go into this week thinking about it, like, when you come to a situation, even though it's very small, even though, that's the thing, sometimes we're like, God, that's a small thing, we don't want to stress God, stress him. He wants you to come to him with all your problems. He wants you to bring everything that you have. So I just want us to remember that as we go through this week, to ask every time we come to a crossroad. I remember last week, I was sitting on my couch, and I had something. I mean, of course, I could have maybe just done one or two things, but I'm going into this season in my life where I want God to make decisions for me. I don't want to do things just because I know, you know, this is, I can do this, because I know that time is very important, and the more I jump into things that, you know, they look good, but they might not be God things, I might waste important, precious time. So I'm like, God, just tell me what to do so I don't waste my time. And I was sitting there on the couch. I was just talking to him like a friend, you know, because he's ever present. He's sitting down there with me, and I was talking. And I sat down there waiting for a response. Well, I didn't get the response that I was looking for. So I got up and decided to get busy with my day. And the thing that I was asking for just kind of opened up, like, in a way. I was like, oh, and I didn't realize it until the end of the day. When I was laying in bed, I was like, oh, okay, so you're actually telling me to go that route. Because whatever I was asking for, that opportunity just opened up in a way that I knew that that was the door God wanted me to take. So it doesn't matter whether it's small things or big things. I want to encourage us to put God first. To consider him as a person that is ever ready to help us. Amen.
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 Hey, girl.
Amen.
How you been doing?
Amen.
Good.
Praise God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I sang this song at the first outreach, and it's a powerful song, it's strong, and I really like it, so I want to share it again.
Amen.
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 I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name, 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I speak the name of all authority, declaring blessings, every promise He is faithful to keep. I speak the name no grave could ever hold. He is greater, he is stronger, he's the God of possible. I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh. Come believe it, come receive it. Oh, the power of His Spirit is now forever yours. Come believe it, come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, for restoration of faith. I pray that the dead will come alive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Get all the stuff situated here. So, as always, before anything, it's always an honor to be able to come before you guys and to bring a message from God. Even though I'm part of this congregation, I still feel honored and appreciated that you guys allow me to do this. So, thank you. So, what I wanted to talk about today was love.
Amen.
Come on. And how we should love, and what the Bible says about love, and the way we should love. Before we get into the scriptures, though, I'm going to give you a biblical definition of love. I got this from, I always say his name wrong, Bodie Bachman. I think Pastor says it's Bodie Bachman. He corrected me one time, but all I know is I still probably say it wrong. But this was the biblical definition that he gave of love. Now he says, it's an act of will accompanied by emotion that leads to action on behalf of its object.
Okay.
One of the main points that he made about that is the fact that it says it's an act of the will.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That means it's a choice.
Yes. Okay.
Whether we love or not is a choice.
That's true.
We can choose to love. We can also choose not to love.
Amen.
All right. Now, if you want to turn with me to Matthew chapter 22, we're going to be reading verses 36 through 40. Give me an amen whenever you get there.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. That's enough. All right, Matthew 22, starting at verse 36. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Okay, so let me set the scene real quick. So that was when the Pharisees, they came to Jesus, and they would always try to stump Jesus. So they said, what is the greatest commandment? He didn't say, thou shalt not lie, or thou shalt not commit adultery. I mean, which those are all things we shouldn't do. But he said the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Some other translations say with all your strength as well. Mm-hmm. So basically, we're supposed to love God with everything that we have. All that we have. And for those of us who are saved, those of us who know Christ and know what God's done for us, it's really hard not to love God, knowing all the things that he's done for us and what he's provided for us. So it's most important, and he said that's the greatest commandment, it's most important that we put God first in our lives and love God.
Yes.
So then he goes to the, and they didn't ask him for a second one. They didn't say, what's the second greatest commandment? But he gave it to him anyways.
Okay.
And he said, the second is like it. It's like the first. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And if you notice, there's an order there. Love God, love others.
Amen.
And whenever it says love your neighbor as yourself, it's not just talking about the two neighbors you have, one on each side of your house. Sometimes you call the guy across the street neighbor. It's not just your brothers and sisters in Christ. It's everyone. So, and then it says you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And that's another thing. Doesn't say just love your neighbor a little bit. It says love your neighbor as yourself. So as much as you love yourself, that's how much you should be loving others.
Right?
And the thing is, self-love is easy.
That's true.
Because we receive the benefits of it. You know, if I'm hungry, I can eat, and I receive the benefit of it because my stomach's full now. So that's easy to love yourself, but whenever you do things for others, whenever you're loving others, you don't receive that benefit.
That's true. That's true.
So if you feed somebody else, I mean, you might feel good about yourself, but you don't, you're not receiving the benefit of eating the food, and you're not receiving that benefit. And so if you had a friend at work, and he was hungry, I'm sure most of you, and he came to you and he said, hey, my family and I, you know, we don't really have a lot of money tonight. It's going to be hard to get food. I don't know what I'm going to do. I know most of us in here love people, and we love people enough to be like, oh, well, let me help you out. Come over tonight. We'll feed you. Or if it's even someone that you're not as close to, be like, hey, here's $20. Go pick your family up something to eat. I'm sure most of us wouldn't be like, hey, well, we're having a feast tonight, but, you know, good luck with your situation. I know most people in here, we love people enough to be like, let me help you out. I'm going to give you something to eat. But do we love that same person enough to tell them the gospel, to tell them about Christ? We love them enough to feed them, but do we love them enough to tell them that they need Christ, what they really need?
Yeah.
And, gonna have to forgive me for this. I was watching this video, and I can't remember exactly who said it. I think it was Paul Washer. I could be wrong. But what they said was, there's nothing more unloving than to know Christ in the keys to everlasting life and not share it with others.
That is so true.
So therefore, on the flip side, one of the most loving things we could do for somebody is to share the gospel. And if we love people enough, if you truly love people enough, you won't be able to see somebody who's heading for hell and not tell them there's a better way. Like Pastor was saying yesterday, if he walked out into traffic, you wouldn't just sit there and be like, oh, I'll let him do him. You would say, hey, move out of the way so you don't get hit. That's what we need to be doing with the lost, the souls that are lost. We need to be like, hey, you're heading towards hell. And I don't want that to happen to anyone. You should love them enough to not want that to happen to them. I mean, we are all grateful for what God did for us, for the fact that we're saved. We should want to share that and give that to others as well.
Hallelujah.
So, and then I shared this the last time I spoke, but it's something that Ray Comfort said. And you guys, I'm sure you've heard it and you may remember it, but he said, if you're scared to evangelize or to share Christ with others, don't pray for less fear. Pray for more love. Because that love is what will drive us to speak to that person and to share Christ with them. Amen. Okay. I'm going to go to another verse. It takes love a little bit deeper. So, if you want to turn back, we're still going to be in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 through 48. Give me an amen when you get there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Matthew 5, starting at 43. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same?
Amen.
And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Amen.
All right, let's break that down a little bit. So, the first thing it says there is to love your enemy, which is easier said than done.
Amen, that's true.
But one of the things that I honestly noticed whenever I was going through that is, though we go through persecution and people spitefully using us, though we go through people cursing us, though we have to deal with our enemies and people hating us, it says in response to all those, what we're supposed to do is love, bless, do good, and pray.
Okay. Okay.
So through all those things that we go through, we have to choose to love. And like I said, it's much easier to choose anger because we'll get overwhelmed. Something happens and it's easy to just react like that and react in anger. But we have to think and remember to choose love, not to choose hate. And the other thing in there is when it talks about, it says pray for those who persecute and spitefully use you. And let's say we have a problem with somebody at our job and they hate us or they're an enemy and they constantly curse us, spitefully use us, persecute us, and we're just sitting there wondering, man, God hasn't fixed this situation. Why am I still going through this? Why am I still dealing with this? But I want to ask you, have you actually prayed about it? Mm. Have you prayed for that person? Mm. Have you actually gotten down on your knees and said, Heavenly Father, I know this person hates me or is an enemy of mine, but I pray that you soften their heart that they may come to know you. Mm. Have you ever gotten down and prayed like that? Mm. So are we praying for our enemies?
Mm. Okay. Good.
Yes.
And that's the thing, that problem that we're having with them is probably something we can't fix. But nothing's too big for God to fix.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And then the other part about that, well, I mean, I love the whole thing, but the other part of that verse that I really liked is whenever it talks about, for if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Because, for instance, with me, it is very easy for me to love you guys. Because if I show you guys love, you guys are going to show it back.
Right.
So there's nothing hard in that. There's no reward in that. I still love you guys, but there's no reward in that. And it says, doesn't even the tax collectors do so? And back in that day, the tax collectors were kind of like the cruel, the sinners of sinners, basically. They were the most corrupt people. So it says even the tax collectors do so. They love who love them back. And then it says the same thing about greeting your brethren. If you only greet your brethren, what reward do you have? Don't even the tax collectors do so? Everyone does that. But you have to choose love to greet those that you don't know. To love those that you don't know and those who are enemies. And like I said, it's so easy to respond in anger to those people who hate you. But we have to remember to choose love.
Amen.
And I didn't miss something. No, I didn't. But yeah, so, and in most of these, like the verses that I shared today, there's another one that I forgot to go over, and it was one that Pastor's been using a lot. And it is Philippians 2, starting at verse 3 to 4. I'm going to actually read it out of my phone because I like the NIV version a little bit better.
Amen.
And Philippians 2, chapter 3 says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition. Oh, hold on, let me change. It says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. And Pastor's been mentioning that verse a lot lately, and that is how we're supposed to love, too. Thinking of others more important than ourselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't want to worry about ourselves only, and that's it. But a lot of the things that I shared today with, like, Matthew and loving your neighbor as yourself, like, we've all probably heard these things, maybe, at least if you've been in church. But there's always times when we need a reminder.
Amen.
And we need a refresher on how we should be living, how we should be doing things. Because, you know, sometimes whenever we're walking through this walk, we get stuck in our ways and then we'll start to gradually fall back into the world. But we have to remember to love God and to choose to love instead of choosing to hate or choosing to not love Him.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
All right. Gonna go ahead and share this last little bit that I have for you guys, and this is something the pastor also shared earlier this week, but it really resonated with the message. So Matthew 24, been in Matthew a lot. So Matthew 24, verses 6 through 12, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. And what I just read sounds a lot like kind of what we're dealing with today, right? Wars and rumors of wars. Nations against nations, lawlessness abounding. All these things. This world's going pretty crazy. And I'm sure most of you would agree with me. But the importance of that verse is, even though all these things are happening, all these crazy things are happening, don't let your love grow cold. And choose love. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for all the blessings that you bring us, Lord. I thank you that we could gather here today to worship your name and to glorify you, God. Thank you for all that you do for me, Lord, and for us as a church or as a body, Lord. Continue to help us grow in the knowledge and the wisdom of your word, Lord, and be with us throughout this week as we choose love. Help us to remember this and to choose love, Lord, to choose you. All these things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. That was a good word. Amen. A solid word. Love. Love, love, love. Amen. That thing that we are commanded to do. Even though it's an act of our will, we are commanded to love. We want to thank all those who are listening around the world to the Walking Truth Christian Fellowship Church broadcast. We always want you to be encouraged, blessed, and at peace. And what?
Walk in truth.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Walk in Truth Christian Fellowship Church broadcast on the WITRN network. Come join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time for Sunday worship. Bible study is held on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are located at 3006 North Lindbergh Boulevard, Suite 711, St. Louis, Missouri, 63074. All are welcome, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Walk in Truth Radio Network broadcast. If this message has been a blessing to you, consider donating on your favorite platform. You can donate by looking in the description box and picking your favorite platform of choice, Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal. Continue listening. And your prayers are needed, welcomed, and appreciated.